from the Director of Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Airport Director forwarding a request from Interfaith Chapel of Milwaukee for a license to construct, operate, and maintain a meditation room at General Mitchell International Airport.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Well, first of all, I know that we have a lot of people here on this item, and I'm going to make the motion to approve, but I would hope that we would at least hear them out and at least have them introduce themselves, because I know that they are not only in full force, but they are very passionate about this issue, and rightfully so.
We have a motion for approval. And I don't think nobody wants to talk about it once they get the okay to say, let's move ahead. But I just want to make sure. I know Supervisor Jersey. I don't know. First, I would like this young lady to speak real quickly.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Chairman and members of the committee.
Say your name for the record.
Suzanne McKinney.
Yes, ma'am, because you have called me a number of times. I want to make sure you
okay. Good morning. And on behalf of the board, I thank you, Chairman Mayo, and members of the committee for allowing us to speak. We created a proposal, and I believe you have copies of them. If you don't, I have additional ones. Is anyone interested in receiving an additional copy of these? Oh, okay. I also have copies of some interesting pieces of information, letters of support, etc. May I pass those out?
Yes, you may.
Okay, thank you. I initially became involved with this project as a parishioner of St. Stephen's Parish, located next to the airport. I was aware of visitors coming to the church who were traveling and working at the airport. It was commonplace to see military in uniform, or when Harley-Davidson had their convention, we would see their bikes in the parking lot, and we would welcome these strangers from all over the world. When St. Stephen's moved to Oak Creek, there was a void for these people who worked at the airport and would benefit for having an area of peace and quiet. The pastor of St. Stephen's sent a letter to the members of the county board informing them of the move. When we began this project, the two common responses we would receive are, you mean the airport doesn't have a chapel? And the second response was, how are you going to pay for it? Thus began an extensive investigation on chapel and meditation rooms throughout the United States and throughout the world. In your proposal, Appendix A illustrates airport names, names given to their space, hours, services, locations, name of chaplains, contact information, and city population. We now were aware that we were not inventing the wheel, and we needed to evaluate the needs of the airport. And you will also find statistics and other information in the proposal. One of our first enthusiastic backers was a mechanic from Republican Airlines, and he is thrilled that we have gotten this far. Mr. Brian Bedford, CEO of Republic Airlines, response was, why not? They have a chapel in Indianapolis. Some comments we received from Indianapolis Airport's visitor register are as follows. Quote, a great place to meditate amidst the hustle and bustle. Please pray for a safe travel, an important marriage ceremony. Quote, we lift up the police officer who was wounded today and ask for your mercy and grace for his family and his fellow officers. And this one is apropos for yesterday. Quote, for our political process, may it be conducted with integrity, compassion, and the unity of just spirit. May we choose our leaders wisely for the greater good of all. May our leaders serve with humility and a pure heart. We spoke to Mr. Barry Bateman, director of the airport, who found a suitable location for the meditation room we are proposing. It will be located adjacent to the third floor parking structure. Four architectural firms were enlisted to submit renderings. A formal selection was completed and Plunkett Ratius architectural firm was chosen. Diagrams and photos are on page 7 and 10 of your proposal. Michael Brush, Senior Project Designer, is here this morning. If you would like, he could show you designs of this this meditation room. This space is interfaith, which designates no specific religion or religion at all. We are all inclusive, and the advisory board will be valuable in this area. Father John Jamicki shared an observation when he was chaplain of Chicago's O'Hare Chapel. He realized how important an airport could provide a peaceful setting when he saw a Muslim praying on their rug, a woman kneeling praying, and a young man reading a Bible. This is what we as a board, with your help, can accomplish at General Mitchell International Airport. The answers to funding are the most challenging. Up to this point, we have contacted faith leaders, business people, and community leaders. The response has been overwhelmingly supportive. Although we have made contacts with foundations and nonprofit help groups, until we have the county board's approval, we cannot start fundraising in earnest. And we are also aware of fundraising corporations. Other airports have several fundraisers during the year. Chicago and Houston have golf outings, etc. Other airports solicit from a solid database. Others receive money from airlines and airports themselves. Some airports have financial support from religious congregations, local businesses, corporations, and interested business private citizens. I've attempted to answer your questions. However, I would invite any other questions at this time.
Supervisor Jersey.
Well, I would just like to say I think this board owes a huge debt of gratitude to Suzanne McKinney. I think she's been fighting for this for over 5 years, perhaps, dedicating her own time and effort to making this a reality. And quite frankly, Mitchell International Airport is not going to be a big-time airport until it has this chapel. Major airports have chapels. It's time we do it. This is non-denominational. Suzanne McKinney has really reached out to many different faith groups to accomplish this. I do hope that this board will wholeheartedly support her efforts and to get her established. And I just want to finish by indicating that I did talk to the pastor of St. Stephen's before that church left its location on Howell. And of course, it had that wonderful steeple that you could see from the terminal. And we need to realize that people going in and out of Mitchell are often going for funerals, deaths of loved ones, and so on. And they had a need to go to St. Stephen's from time to time to not only have quiet time, but to sometimes reflect on that death. And it St. Stephen's is now gone, and we need to give those passengers and those folks that are having that need a place within our airport. And I hope this never happens again. But if there's ever a crisis with a airline, major incident, a chapel can be a place where you really need to have someone attending to some grief-stricken people who came to greet visitors, etc. So this is something our airport needs, and I hope the board will be receptive to it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bateman, how do you feel about that?
I just want to point out that the chairman to the Supervisor, Supervisor Jersey is the one that found the spot for it. As we were walking around the terminal with Ms. McKinney, we were at a loss as to where to put it. Supervisor Jersey said, what about it? Which is, by the way, what we call the boat room, which is where the open plan artistic boat room would be in this area here. So it's a spot that is kind of a dead corner of the airport, and it's really ideal for looking from this. So,
okay. Before we go, we're going to read everybody's name into the record. Is anyone here against this proposal that has signed? Pastor? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm very much in favor.
Okay. All right. Madam Clerk, will you read everybody's name and say they are in favor, please?
Reverend Carl Kruger, Elaine Nails, Reverend George Mayora, Judith Longden, Father Guy Graff, Karen Pierce, and Ruth Agrusa are all in favor of this item.
All the names that was read, please stand. All right. Thank you for coming, and I thank you for your support. Any other questions of the committee? Mm-hmm. Madam Clerk, Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Wyshon?
Aye.
Burkowski?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you so much, Chairman. Thank you, Supervisors.
Item number 12, please.